KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
It's our first high school basketball broadcast here in 2024-25 from Valley Falls High School. The Dragons play host to the Tigers of Jefferson West. Ray Penning, our studio producer, Brandon Tabman here on a KNZA. Excited for another basketball season here across the MSC Sports Radio Network. A couple of first-year head coaches leading these two girls' programs. Of course, the boys' game to follow in the double dip, but for Jeff West, they have Justin Schwinn leading the charge here. Plenty of coaching experience. He was part of the staff a year ago and now takes over for the first year as the head coach. Steve Surratt, the first-year head coach for Valley Falls. And, again, both these teams trying to bounce back after sub-double-digit win seasons a year ago. Callie DeLong, Jillian Meyer, Abby Wilson, Gracie Connor, and Paisley Heinen, the starting five for Valley Falls. For Jeff West, Harriet Dean, Kaylee Heinen, Olivia Meyer, Addison Schwinn, and Kobe Noel. We are set for high school basketball here on KNZA 103.9. Jeff West, the road team in the all-black uniforms. Dragons, the home team tonight in the all-whites. And the tip won by the road team and Jeff West. They operate from left to right, and we are underway. Real quick, they go inside. That's Kobe Noel. Left side kick into the corner. Too strong on a three. Offensive rebound for Jefferson West. Battle in the paint for the defensive rebound on the second miss, and we get a jump ball, and the possession arrow will send it back to Valley Falls for the first time on offense. Well, not all schools have it, but here tonight we get our first little look at a shot clock here in Kansas, 35 seconds above the basket, and we'll see how that creates a little pace of play effort here this evening. So the Dragons have it, first time knocked out of bounds. Good defense that time by the sophomore Harriet Dean for Jefferson West, knocking it out of the hands of Paisley Heinen. No score. We're 29 seconds into this first broadcast here tonight. Jeff West getting a steal. Turnover by Valley Falls. Here's a two-on-two break. There's a stop and pop off the backboard, and then off the rim, no good. Tipped out of bounds. And it went out of bounds. No whistle was blown by the official. So not quite sure. It should be someone to make a decision, and it's going to go to Valley Falls. I'm not sure what the officials were doing there. But nonetheless, Dragons have it. Valley Falls 7-14 a year ago. Jeff West 9-14. Back-to-back turnovers now for Valley Falls. They were trying to dump one inside to Jillian Meyer, and right through her hands and out of bounds. So two possessions and two turnovers for Valley Falls, who now show a little bit of pressure here into the front court. Here is Meyer for Jeff West. Gets it into the corner. They go right back to Meyer on the block. Kicks it top of the key. Harriet Dean will fire a long three. It's strong off the heel. And a rebound for Valley Falls. They have some numbers. Jeff West getting back quickly. There's a block shot inside. And a defensive rebound. That was Olivia Meyer. Good defense again by Jeff West. Still looking for the first points here in 24-25. A right side three. That's an air ball. Offensive rebound. Stuck back up. No. Jeff West still battling for it inside, and Valley Falls coming away with it. Now tipped out of bounds near midcourt. It stays with Valley Falls. Good defense by Kaylee Heinen, the 5'6 senior for Jeff West. Once again, under first-year head coach in Justin Schwinn. Assistant a year ago, over 20 years of middle school coaching experience. Now gets his first opportunity here, leading this Jeff West varsity girls squad. No score, 6:23 to go in this opening quarter. Another dump down and another steal. Three turnovers early on for Valley Falls. And they're without one of their best players due to an injury in Cassidy Frakes, one of the lone returning seniors. Here's another offensive rebound for Jeff West. They are dominating the glass. Here's a right wing three. That is short. And another offensive rebound by Schwinn in the corner. And now Valley Falls coming away with a steal, and they give it right back up. Goodness me. Turnovers galore here to start this season for both these teams. Here's a running shot from the right side wing that's a little bit short, and now a battle, a little scrum for the ball underneath the bucket, and finally we get a whistle, and we're going to get a timeout by Valley Falls. So they're going to say that Abby Wilson had possession of the ball underneath, although it didn't appear to be the case. But our first timeout, 30-second variety at 5:45 to go in this opening quarter. We have yet to see a bucket. Game tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. You can find them online, rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services right here in Northeast Kansas. Ray Penning, our studio producer. Once again, I'm Brandon Tamman on KNZA. Valley Falls hosting Jeff West. NEKL against the Big East. So excited to bring it to you. And it is just the start of our coverage across the area here for the 24-25 high school hoops season. So out of the 30-second timeout, Valley Falls with the basketball. Still no score. Early portions of the opening quarter. Haven't really had to utilize a late shot clock yet. And a trip and a fall and a foul. Driving was Callie DeLong and tripped up in the paint. We get our first foul against Jefferson West. It's going to be Addison Schwinn who picks up that foul, a returning starter from a year ago. And the Dragons will throw it in underneath with DeLong. Left side of the backboard, man-to-man defense here by Jeff West. Who is going to break through and get the first bucket here tonight? Top of the key it goes. This is Heinen with the basketball. They get it left side on the wing to Connor. Now tipped and stolen away. Five early turnovers for Valley Falls. That is an issue here early. Here is Schwinn, a right side three. It was on target but short. And a defensive rebound corralled by Connor and Valley Falls. Now she's getting pressured, launching it into the front court. Good ball fake by DeLong. Right side pass here to Heinen. Has to chase it down from going behind midcourt. And they get it back to the top of the key with Connor. Puts it on the dribble, gets to the short corner left, throws up a shot, no good, but a foul. So an opportunity for Gracie Connor to break the egg tie on the scoreboard. Second foul against Jefferson West, not quite 3 minutes in. And that is Schwinn again. So quickly, Addison Schwinn with a couple of fouls, and we'll see our first sub here as the lefty and Gracie Connor puts up the first free throw and got it to go. So at 5:04 to go in this opening quarter, Dragons out to the early 1-0 lead. Ashley Moser, a 5'4 junior, is checked in for Schwinn. Second free throw on the way here for Connor. That one is pretty. Nothing but net. 2-0 Valley Falls. Jeff West bringing it into the front court. This is Harriet Dean, 5'7 sophomore. Top of the key to Meyer, now backing up a little bit more right side on the wing. Now driving to the elbow. Dribbles it out into the right side corner, throwing it to the top of the key, nearly taken away, but Heinen has it. She'll take a dive into the bucket, throws up a shot, nearly got it to go, no, and now fighting for it, and a jump ball is called. Battling down low, Colby Noel and Jillian Meyer tangled up a bit, and the possession arrow is going to keep it here with Jefferson West. And this will be Dean to throw it in. Left side on the wing to Heinen. Gets into the paint. Kicks it right. Trying to drive is Meyer. Now a left side wing pass it goes. This is Mosier, her first touch. Over the top pass. Beautifully played, but Noel missed the shot. Got her own rebound. Second chance, no, but a foul against the Dragons. Going to put Colby Noel to the free throw line. First foul against Valley Falls at 4:33 to go in the opening quarter. Dragons with the 2-0 advantage. And they get the foul on Connor. So here's Colby Noel, a returning starter. Not quite 5 points and 6 rebounds a game a year ago. Oh, never mind. They're going to call this on the floor. That is going to be blunt. Not the right call. She was going up on that second attempt and should have had free throws. Nonetheless, Jeff West with the basketball now scrambling with Meyer here right in front of midcourt. Good defense here by Callie DeLong, nearly forcing a steal. Now it's popped up into the air by Heinen, and Jeff West able to finally corral it and get it back into the front court. Left side elbow with Noel, back to the top of the key with Meyer. She drives, has it knocked away. It's right on the baseline. It's out of bounds, and it will say last touch by Valley Falls. Well, as you can expect early on in a season, first game, first quarter, first few minutes, a little rusty for both of these teams. Jeff West in the rugged Big East League. Valley Falls trying to compete here. A lot of new faces across the board. Two new head coaches as well. There's a turnover by Jeff West. Here's a left wing three that's on the way. That is short. That one missed by Chloe Cox, who just checked in. And now Jeff West pushing the tempo from right to left and nearly taken away. Good anticipation there by Hyman. Nearly jumped in front and took it away near midcourt, but out of bounds it went. And Jeff West here side out to throw it in. Here is Harriet Dean, the sophomore, trying to get it in play. Gets it right back on the handoff. Now lost control. Gathers on the right wing, and now it goes into the right side corner near travel, but Hyman able to keep the feet down. Here's a difficult shot inside by Harriet Dean. Somehow forced it up and drew the foul, and we'll shoot two. The foul is on Jillian Meyer, her first, team foul number two against the Dragons. And now Jeff West, finally an opportunity to get on the board. This is Harriet Dean at the line for two. 3:45 to go, opening quarter. Still just 2-0. And the first free throw up and pure for Harriet Dean. Makes it 2-1. Jeff West a year ago, 9-14. They won 5 of 14 Big 7 League games. And they made it all the way to the sub-state championship game, losing to Topeka Hayden in that sub-state final a year ago. Trying to tie it up. Dean at the line. That one in and out. No. Tipped in the air. And knocked out of bounds, and last touch by Valley Falls. So somewhat of a two-for-one possession here. And we get another sub in for Jeff West. Jocelyn Sutton, 5'5 junior guard, checking in. 2-1 our score. Dragons in front. The team has yet to make a field goal. Here's a steal at midcourt. Numbers though for Jeff West, and they nearly got the ball back. But it goes out of bounds underneath the bucket. That's the third turnover by Jeff West here early on. The Dragons have it underneath their own bucket. As Callie DeLong will throw it in. Being face guarded by Hyman. Man-to-man defense still by Jeff West. They dump it into the right side corner. This is Hyman. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now DeLong and Hyman kind of tangled up a little bit. Now Connor gets a look in the left side corner. Back out to the wing it goes. Tipped into the air and a steal for Jeff West. Another Valley Falls turnover. They get back on defense. And a good job to at least slow down that transitional play. Here's a right side pass. Hyman delivers a three, nearly banked it in from the right wing. Ball's in the paint, on the deck, picked up by Valley Falls, and now a whistle and a foul against Jeff West. Couple of bodies in there. Let's see who the foul is called on. And it is Colby Noel. So two key players. You got Schwinn already with two, and now Noel picks up her first. Team foul number three. Valley Falls from left to right. Here into the front court with DeLong. Drives it. Puts up a shot with the right hand and draws the body and the foul. So DeLong was going to take it the entire way herself. Team foul number four against Jeff West. That one against Kaylee Hynan. Exactly 3 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. 2-1. That Valley Falls. First free throw here by DeLong, no good. Stays 2-1, she'll get one more. With Valley Falls last year, 7-14, they went 6-10 in Northeast Kansas League play, and they lost a double overtime thriller to Jefferson County North in the sub-state opening round. So DeLong goes 1-for-2, she cashes in the second to make it 3-1, and now Jeff West throwing it away. Unofficially, 10 combined turnovers between these two teams, and now Valley Falls throwing it away, and that's going to be a foul and two free throws coming up here for Kaylee Hynan, who read that inbounds pass beautifully, took it away right underneath. And the foul is on Connor, and that is her second, team foul number three. And now back to the line is Kaylee Hynan. First free throws for her this season, first one strong and no good. Sub in for Jeff West. Noel is out. Megan Malone, 5'7 junior, onto the floor here for the Tigers. Second free throw, no. 0-for-2 trip and a rebound for Valley Falls. That one corralled by Abby Wilson. Dragons push the tempo. Here's Chloe Cox. Nice pass to DeLong. Tried to bank in a left wing three. Nearly got it to go, but a backside rebound collected by Emmy Dean. Dean steps into a straight-on three. That one a little strong off the back heel, and then she draws the foul, or is going to be called for the foul. Beg your pardon, trying to go for her own rebound, knocking down Abby Wilson. And so Emmy Dean now, and 2:35 to go in the quarter, 15 foul, which means Dragon shooting free throws the rest of the period. And this will be Paisley Heinen, a sophomore. 3-1 is our score. It's been a struggle on offense. Turnovers aplenty, free throws the only points to this point. And that first free throw by Heinen is a little bit strong and no good. And the Dragons want a sub after this free throw. Heinen trying to go 1-for-2. Unable to do so. Tips in the air, still battling for it. Brought down by Valley Falls. Couple of bodies hit the deck. It's going to be a jump ball. And the possession arrow keeps it with Valley Falls. So a great job inside by the Dragons to earn that possession back after two missed free throws. Here's Brecken Moore. First time a freshman has stepped onto the floor here for Valley Falls. Both these teams have utilized the bench here early. Moore gets their first touch on the wing. Puts it into the hands of DeLong at the top of the key. Crossing over to the free throw line. Runs into a double team. Trying to spin out of it. Nearly threw it away. Ball's on the deck and finally taken away. Another turnover by the Dragons. 2:15 to go in the quarter. 3-1 our score. There's our a quick drive from the left corner. Baseline, and it was Ashley Moser who was going to earn a trip to the free throw line here for Jeff West. It's Brecken Moore who just checked in, picks up her first foul. Team foul number 4. And here's Moser at the line. And the first free throw is going to hit the rim 3 times and fall out. No. Still waiting for the first made field goal. Free throws, the only scoring so far in this first near 6 minutes. Moser's second. And that one rims out. No. Chasing it into the right corner. An offensive rebound. At Sutton chasing it down. Now Emmy Dean fires a long 3 short. Another opportunity thrown up. No. Another offensive rebound here for Jeff West. They get it back into the left side corner. Top of the key it goes. Here's Heinen on a drive. Gets to the bucket and missed the layup. There's nothing going anybody's way. And now Valley Falls nearly throwing it away, but they are lucky to get it back. My goodness. Well, the cleanest look by far there for Heinen. Split a couple defenders, had an easy bunny at the rim, and couldn't get it to go, and now Valley Falls is going to turn it over again. Goodness. 1:45 to go in the opening period. 3-1 is the Valley Falls lead. As Olivia Meyer checks back in, Colby Noel is also back in for Jeff West. First-year head coach in Justin Schwinn leading that charge. Dragons show a little bit of pressure here in the full court. And this is Sutton who gets ahead of steam. Noel gets a touch inside. She is bumped and fouled on the floor, but that'll put her at the line still. With that being the 5th foul on Valley Falls, that'll be on Abby Wilson, her first. And so now that puts Colby Noel at the line. Thought she was going to have a trip earlier in the period, but they said that foul then was on the floor. And her first freebie is good. First point for Colby Noel, who averaged not quite 5 points and 6 rebounds a year ago. As a sophomore, now a junior. She could tie it up if she knocks this one down. That one rattles in. 2 points for Colby Noel, a 3-3 tie with 92 seconds remaining in this quarter. Valley Falls throwing it away again as Jeff West brought a little pressure into the front court. That's a 9 first quarter turnovers here for the Dragons. So Jeff West a chance at their first lead, a 3-3 tie at just south of 90 seconds to go in this opening quarter. Zone defense right now for the Dragons. They leave a Moser open for 3, and she delivers the first field goal of the game. Moser makes it a 6-3 Jeff West lead, and now the Dragons turn it over again. But they get it right back. DeLong comes away with a steal, and it's given right back again. Back and forth we go. Incredible stuff. Jeff West with the basketball, top of the key, Sutton, left side it goes. Moser again, same spot, this time a little bit short. Noel fighting for the rebound inside. Dragons come away with it. Ball gets all the way behind midcourt. Diving for it is Sutton. We got bodies on the floor. This should be a jump ball. Finally, the jump ball is called at 45 seconds to go in the quarter. And the possession Not even sure the officials not letting everybody know who the possession belongs to, but we got a timeout on the floor, so we'll step aside as well. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. 45 seconds left in the quarter. It's a 6-3 Jeff West lead. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ray Pitting in studio. Brandon Tamman with you. Our timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break, you're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Well, it took 6 minutes roughly for our first field goal. It was a left corner three by Jeff West, Ashley Moser, and right now that's the difference. In this first quarter score, 6-3, Tigers leading at 45 seconds to go in this opening quarter. Our game on 92-1 tonight, Centralia and Nemaha Central. Got our channel games going as well. High school basketball's back, baby. Just glad to be a part of it. Jeff West with Noel at the free throw line, turning on a double team, pass to the right side, thrown away. Meyer was going to the corner. Noel thought she was coming up to the wing. And miscommunication and another Jeff West turnover. The Dragons have had issues with this Jeff West pressure as well. They do a good job breaking it. Moore, the freshman, has it. Driving down in the paint, throws up a shot. Arm gets tangled inside, and she draws the foul, and she'll shoot two. Olivia Meyer picks up the foul, her first. And the freshman, Brecken Moore, to shoot two. And the first one is buried. First point, a high school career for Brecken Moore. Makes it a 6-4 Jeff West lead at 23 seconds remaining in this opening period. Shoots with the right, staggered stance, and off the mark on the second. She goes one for two. Final 19 seconds, Jeff West gets it inside, a shot no, but a foul yes. It went through a couple of bodies underneath, and Moser came up with it on the backside and threw up a shot, was fouled in the process. And that foul on Lily Brown. And again, Moser at the line, she has made the lone field goal in this first quarter, a left corner three, and she now leads all scorers with four after connecting on the first free throw attempt. 7-4 Jeff West, 16 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Spins, couple of dribbles, sets and fires. That one's good too. So she goes two for two and leads all scorers with five, 8-4. Dragons get it into the front court. For some reason the clock has not started and it is stuck at 16 seconds, so. We have to figure that out. Just off the cusp, I would say probably at least 3 or 4 seconds came off the clock there. Let's see how they handle it. And it probably kept the Dragons from another turnover as they were scrambling to try to break this Jeff West press. Now the officials at midcourt discussing. Right now they changed it from 16 to 12, so my guess on 3 or 4 seconds is kind of how the officials were feeling as well. So 12 seconds remaining in the quarter. And they're going to give essentially that turnover that was blown dead to Jeff West. So Jeff West now has the ball. Final 10 seconds into the front court. Here's Meyer stops at the top of the key, right side pass. Now a drive, a lot of contact, no call. Saved underneath, 2 seconds to go, and a travel is called. With 1.9 seconds to go, this has been a sloppy first period for both of these teams. and a near steal, and it was taken away. So that will go down as a turnover, but no shot put up by Jeff West, and that takes us to the end of one. Well, sloppy to say the least, but nonetheless, Jeff West here on the road, an 8-4 first quarter lead. Second quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Fulton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ray Penning in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Now joined by Trenton Craxner, bringing the number two back. Appreciate it very much. We'll get him on here in just a moment. But right now, Valley Falls in this opening girls game of 24-25, trailing Jefferson West by a score of 8-4. Just one field goal was made in the first quarter. It was an Ashley Moser three from the left corner. Some free throws scattered here and there, but that is about all the offense. And now Jeff West turning it over at midcourt. DeLong driving in between two defenders and is fouled. Nice play by the sophomore, Callie DeLong, and a chance at two free throws here. So quickly, another foul against Jeff West. Harriet Dean picks up this one. That is her first and the first foul here in the second quarter. So DeLong at the line, one of two in the first quarter, now two of three after knocking that one down, and she's got 2 points. Makes it 8-5. And the second on the way, front rim, and spins in there. Two for two trip for Callie DeLong, and she's got three. That makes it an 8-6. Jeff West lead with the basketball. Noel, left side pass. Here's Heinen, dribbles to the block, splitting three defenders, throw up a wild shot, an offensive rebound, and a second chance shot from the right corner is a little bit short by Jeff West. That one missed by Schwinn, and the Dragons clear it here and can tie it with a two, can take the lead with a triple. 8-6 our score, 30 seconds into the second quarter, and now a steal for Jeff West. Valley Falls turning it over again. Here's a 2-on-4 break in favor of the Dragons. It didn't matter as Schwinn put it up and in. 5'10 junior, her first bucket of the season, makes it 10-6. And now another turnover at midcourt. Here's a drive. Here's a shot. No, a foul on the floor. It was taken away by Harriet Dean. And pressure again for Jeff West, causing issues for the Dragons on offense. First foul against Valley Falls here in quarter number two. That one against DeLong, and that is her first. Jeff West holding on to a 10-6 lead. They want Noel on the block, and she threw it up through a couple of arms reaching in there, and that's going to draw a foul, and free throws coming up again for Colby Noel. It is the third foul on Gracie Connor. She picked up too early, had to sit, and now three fouls, and she's probably going to have to come out as the first free throw by Noel is good. And she is a perfect 3-for-3 at the line here in the first half. Largest lead for Jeff West now at 5. There's the sub. Connor has to go out, and Chloe Cox is checked in. Still a second free throw on the way coming for Colby Noel. That one strong off the heel. Rebound for Valley Falls, and a foul on the rebound attempt. I think they're going to get Noel trying to dive in at it. Good job by the Dragons to get the box out there. If that's Noel, that'll be her second, and it is. And now we get a Valley Falls timeout. It's a full, so we'll follow suit. 7:09 to go in the first half. Jeff West 11 and Valley Falls 6. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart. Denison State Bank turns 123 years old this year, and we really are as easy as 1, 2, 3. With our age comes lots of experience in making banking easy and accessible. Why mess around with those big banks when you can get easy 1, 2, 3 banking right here in your hometown?
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We got Ray Penning, Trenton Kraxner, Brandon Salmon with you. 7:09 to go in our opening half here. Girls game number one here on KNZA, Valley Falls and Jeff West. Tigers right now leading the Dragons 11-6. We've only had two made field goals here in this first half, both by Jeff West. The only points for Valley Falls to this point have come at the free throw line. As Callie DeLong is 3-for-4, Gracie Connors 2-for-2, and Brecken Moore is 1-for-2. So the Dragons still searching for their first made field goal here in the game. For as sluggish as it's been, Dragons should be fortunate to look up at the scoreboard and only be down 5. It's 11-6. 7:09 to go in the half. Here we go. Full court pressure once again. The long, long pass up the floor. Chance here for the Dragons, but good defense coming in and batting it away out of bounds. Olivia Meyer might have saved a bucket there for Valley Falls, so the Dragons have to reset underneath their own basket. The long to throw it in, right side of the backboard. Faced up by Heinen, needs to get it in. That's a long five, and finally it's called. So Heinen, the pressure on DeLong trying to throw it in, and just simply no one was moving, no one could get open. Here's Heinen, and a foul called. So both teams applying some pressure into the full court. There was just enough of a bump there to draw the foul. And the foul is on DeLong, and that is her second. So here's Heinen into the front court. Right side pass into the corner. Harriet Dean, a good look from three, and she knocked it down. Harriet Dean, her first made shot here this season. That gives her 4 points tonight. Dragons get it up the floor quickly, and finally they knock in a two. That was Paisley Heinen. First field goal made. Neither of the last two buckets have been put up on the scoreboard. It should be 14-8. Well, someone told me before the game, don't blame the people at the score table. And now they finally put it up. Okay, 14-8. Just a little tardy to it. So a turnover force. Both teams have struggled in the TO department. And right when I say that, Valley Falls launching one out of play. So Jeff West will get it back with a 14-8. Second quarter lead. 6.5 minutes to go in the half. Breaking that pressure, Olivia Meyer. And she is fouled. Wasn't a ton there. She was knifing through the defense. First year head coach Steve Serrate was wanting a double dribble there. Instead, a foul's going to be called. And that's the foul to give, or the last foul to give there for Valley Falls. So the final 6:24 of this second quarter, Jeff West is going to be in the bonus. As they got Cox with the foul, that is her first. Here's a right corner three missed by Dean. And a rebound for Valley Falls. Pushing is the freshman, and Brecken Moore gets it to the right side wing, runs into a double team, had it knocked away, chasing it down right near midcourt. Jeff West still applying defense, trying to get it away. A whistle and a tie-up. Well, the Dragons just have no time to settle in offensively, as it's just basically scramble mode when they get it across half court. They dump it inside to Moore here, now on the right wing. Picks up the dribble, has to find somebody, and now a whistle and a foul. So the foul this time is against Olivia Meyer. That is her second team foul, number three. Right now, Jeff West leading 14-8 at 5:57 to go here in this first half. Plenty of turnovers, a lot of missed shots, plenty of free throw opportunities. Here's Moore driving, throwing one up from the right baseline. It was a backside rebound off the miss. Valley Falls getting it back. They get an opportunity, and it's kicked and out of bounds. It was a good look for Abby Wilson, just couldn't quite hang on to it. kind of went off her knee and out of bounds, and another Dragons turnover. Had a good opportunity there. Now it's knocked away. Good defense and another whistle. Again, both these teams applying pressure in the full court, and both teams have struggled with it. So it was knocked out of bounds, and Jeff West keeps it as Heinen will bring it into the front court from right to left. Dragons back off this time, and they leave Schwinn wide open in the corner for three, and she's fouled on the three-point attempt. And she nearly got it to go, but running into her was Gracie Connor, and she has got... Boy, I thought that was her fourth foul.
Yeah, scoreboard says just three.
But I'm 90% sure they called her third foul the last time out, but nonetheless, this is going to put Schwinn at the line for three. And the first one is good. She's got 3 points here in the half. 15-8, Jeff West. Kind of slowly extending on this first half lead. We went the first 6 minutes of the game without our first made shot. Her second free throw strong off the heel, no. So one for two so far. She'll get one more. And that'll bring Jillian Meyer back into the game for Valley Falls as Connor saddled on the bench with foul trouble. So trying to go two for three. It's on the way. That one's strong off the heel. And Jeff West, they're going to chase it down here for an offensive rebound and now battle at midcourt. And Jeff West winning. Here's Heinen top of the key. A lot of contact and a foul. A lot of whistles here in this first half.
The boys may never play.
The boys may never play.
It seems like every 10 seconds there's a foul, a turnover, a timeout, a jump ball. Something's stopping the clock. I mean, it's like 2.5 minutes this quarter.
Only 2.5. And that was Abby Wilson who picked up the foul. Free throws here for Jeff West as that's Paisley, or excuse me, that was Kaylee Heinen who knocks in her first points here of the season. Now it's a double up lead here for Jeff West. 16-8 is our score. Heinen, a senior, listed at 5'6". And goes one for two. Second one a little bit strong, and the Dragons chase it down and immediately turn it over, and now another foul on the drive and scoop. So Heinen gets the steal and is fouled on the attack and goes right back to the line. That is seven fouls in not even 3 minutes for Valley Falls here in this quarter. And Heinen delivers on that free throw attempt. She is now 2 for 5 at the line. Jocelyn Sutton checks in. Addison Schwinn will get a breather for Jeff West. And she goes 2 for 2 as she spins that one in. 3 points for Heinen all at the line. Makes it 18-8, largest lead. Another Dragons turnover, another Heinen steal. Here's a right side long two on the way. That one is a little bit off. Offensive rebound, and did we get another foul? Goodness.
I think they're going to get Wilson pushing the back. Or Chloe Cox, just one, not 11, I guess. But more free throws.
More free throws coming. Something's going to tell me this might be the longest quarter in the state of Kansas tonight.
Well, we shot six free throws in the last 17 seconds of game action.
And a lot of it from Kaylee Heinen, who knocks in the first tier. She has made three straight and four of her last five at the line. 19-8, Jeff West. Second one is good. So Heinen finding a groove at the charity stripe. Makes it 20-8. Largest lead here in the game for Jeff West. Dragons finally break the pressure. Nearly throw it away, but it's tipped out of bounds by the Tigers. Good defense by Sutton to get a fingertip on it. Now they will throw it in far side out. Valley Falls will check it in with Heinen. This is Paisley Heinen. And that one's knocked away, and is that another Jeff West steal? It is. Good defense, and now a whistle.
Yeah, I think he stepped on the
sideline. Stepped on the sideline there. So a turnover followed by another turnover. Well, Jeff West will back off the pressure here, as it will be Brecken Moore, the freshman, walking it into the front court, picks up the dribble, finds its way into the corner. Here is Paisley Heinen, had a good look, short corner left, couldn't convert, Now a second chance, no. And now a third opportunity, battling inside. Did they call a foul there?
Yeah.
Oh, looks to be a clean jump ball to me, but that should be on the floor. There's no shot there. That was only team foul number four. They get Sutton with her first. Again, the four-team foul. So still 4:41 to go in the half. Now officially both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. Thrown into the backcourt here. Top of the key. This is Cox working left, driving, putting one up. Nearly got it to go, but no. Rebound for Jeff West. Kaylee Heinen. She wants to push the tempo. Left side pass to Emmy Dean for three. Front rim. Backside rebound. Put back up and in on the stick back. It's Megan Malone, who played very well and was dominant in that JV game earlier tonight. Got her first varsity bucket here, and now a jump ball at midcourt.
Yeah, it's going to be Jeff West ball anyway on the arrow.
Everything's moving so quick, I haven't even been able to call out, you know, like 15 seconds on the shot clock. Because, you know, we brought that out, and glad to see Valley Falls is taking a piece with the shot clock here, but possessions are going so quick.
Yeah, it might be some we talk a little bit more about in the boys' game where it's a little cleaner action.
So Jeff West with the basketball. Here's a right corner three. It's the front iron, no. Battling for it inside. Heinen picks it up. Her second chance is off the target. Now a rebound and another foul, which means free throws coming again. And this will put Abby Wilson at the line. And it's Megan Malone, who checked in not too long ago, picking up her first foul. So we still got 4 minutes exactly in this second quarter. The lead right now for Jeff West is 22-8. This was an 8-4 game at the end of the first. And the first free throw by Wilson is no good. Subs in for Jeff West, Colby Noel, Harriet Dean, both back on the floor. Jocelyn Sutton, Ashley Moser in there as well, along with Olivia Meyer. Second freebie. No good. Second chance, though. Not there again. And another rebound for Jeff West off the second opportunity there. Tigers into the front court. Here is Sutton, a look from three, and she got it to go. Jocelyn Sutton, her first bucket of the season. And Jeff West rolling now. It is 25-8 here in the second quarter. Just over 3.5 minutes left. Clock moving. Dragons have it. Struggling, though, with it. Really just handle any kind of possession. And another foul. Goodness me.
At some point, you got to back off, right?
There's not a lot there.
Got to get some flow to the game.
There is zero flow to this game right now. I can guarantee you that. And there is a timeout on the floor. I think Jeff West burned a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Again, Ray Penning in studio. Trenton Craxner, good to see you alongside once again. And, of course, back here at your alma mater in Valley Falls. And right now, off to kind of a slow start here. Again, 25-8. They were down four at the end of one, but again, the pressure, the turnovers, just we mentioned no flow to the game. And if you're first-year head coach Steve Saray for Valley Falls, what's kind of the discussion over there at the huddle?
Well, you got to slow things down at some point because you're playing a lot of young girls on your team. I mean, Gracie Connors, your oldest player that's playing with Cassie Frakes out due to injury. She's a junior. She's got three fouls. So, I mean, you're playing a lot of freshmen, sophomores. You're trying to build a new system, so they're pressuring you, but you got to slow down and figure something out. You got to put someone in the middle of the floor to get the ball to and go from there. But, I mean, it seems like there's a lot of free throws on both sides. So
yeah.
I would also say make your free throws.
That's going to be big. And at this rate, there's going to be 80 combined free throws in this game at this rate. And out of the timeout, first freebie is up by Brecken Moore, and she is strong with that one, no. So, now 1-for-3 at the line for the freshman. Another sub in for Jeff West. Staggered stance at the line for Brecken Moore. 3:33 to go in the half. It's all Jeff West. They lead at 25-8. Second one is missed, but tip back out. It's Cox who has a good look from the elbow and misfired on everything. Rebound for Jeff West, pushing into the front court. And hands it off here to Ashley Moser. Flashing up high, Noel. Great pass. Right side to Schwinn in the corner for three. A little strong off the heel. Backside rebound for Jeff West. Now it's a tie-up. And a jump ball is called. Possession arrow is going to give it back to Valley Falls. Not going to lie, I was waiting for the foul there.
Yeah, I mean,
I was waiting for it. But they continue to run the press. Jeff West does, and Dragons do break it this time and finally settle in a little bit here on offense. Get a little movement, get a little passing here. Skip it into the corner with Chloe Cox. Here's a right baseline drive and tried to swing a pass to the far side of the floor. Kicked out of bounds to the Dragons keep. Just crossed the three-minute mark on this second quarter. Again, 25-8, Jeff West in control. Dragons trying to throw it in left side of the backboard, dumping it into the corner with Wilson. And dribbles back to the wing. Now up top, stops there, kicks it left to Cox. Zone defense right now for Jeff West. Brecken Moore gets a good look from three and nearly banked it in. A lot of heat behind that shot. An offensive rebound, though, for Chloe Cox, who puts one up and nearly got that one to go. It's a good-looking shot, just a little bit strong. Rebound there for Jeff West. 2.5 minutes to go in the half. 25-8 is our score. Here's Sutton, who steps into a three, nearly got it, but another offensive rebound and now knocked away. A couple bodies hit the floor. Jeff West able to keep it alive here on the left wing. Now an awkward pass to the right side, falling down as Sutton gets it back up to Dean, but a travel's called as Sutton was trying to just scramble to keep it alive. So another Jeff West turnover. Gives it back to Valley Falls at 2:16 to go in the half. Here's Moore into the front court from left to right for Valley Falls. They trail Jeff West here late in the first half, 25-8. Trying to find Wilson on a cut, and it's taken away. Another Valley Falls turnover. Here's Colby Noel. She wants to take it coast to coast. Count it. Left-handed layup and the foul. Noel now with five and a chance for one more. Makes it 27-8. Just under 2 minutes to go in the half. And see who they got the foul on. It was, I believe, Chloe Cox. That is her third. Barely grazing the front rim on the missed free throw. And now chasing it into the corner, and somehow Jeff West has possession. Well, it was given away by Valley Falls, and now Jeff West will reset after the missed free throw. Here's a drive, here's a kick. Schwinn in the corner for three. That one's short, but right back. What a bounce right to her. Now another chance as Dean fires, a little bit strong off the heel. Finally, Brecken Moore for Valley Falls getting this one, pushing the tempo, dumps it inside, knocked away, and still chasing it down. Kicked out of bounds in the near side corner, and the Dragons turn it over again. As a sub onto the floor, we'll see Kinsey Varner, a sophomore, first minutes for her for Valley Falls in this opening half. Also back in, Megan Malone for Jeff West.
Yeah, you know, you see the Jeff West boys sitting in the stands. I know the Valley boys are probably stretching in the locker room right now. That's what we used to do in the second quarter, but this is about an hour first half. So big thing is for the boys team, you got to stay loose. Yeah, you got to stay loose, man. You can't tighten up here.
Right now, Jeff West in control. Final 80 seconds here in this first half. They get a little movement on offense against this Dragon zone defense. There's a three that is short for Jeff West, and now a tie-up inside, and the possession arrow will keep it with the Tigers. And this was an 8-4 score at the end of the first quarter. Now you look up, you see 27-8. So it has been a 19-4 second quarter advantage so far for Jeff West. Here's Sutton. Into the corner it goes. Dean is wide open for three. Can't make him pay, but a backside rebound. Second chance, no. Kobe Noel again and throws one up, and a foul's going to be called. No, they're going to say jump ball. Possession back to the Dragons.
Late call on the jump, but I agree that
it was maybe the most casual jump ball call. Did you see how slow he was with this?
Yeah.
That's why I thought it was going to be a foul, just because it wasn't a quick two thumbs up, but nonetheless. Dragons have it. Right side here. Heinen puts one up. It's an air ball. Might as well be an assist as it's grabbed and put in by Jillian Meyer. The sophomore, her first two, makes it 27-10. Final 40 seconds here in the half. About a 9, maybe 8 second difference between the shot clock and the game clock here. As Dean nearly had it taken away. Boy, there's just a scrum for the ball. And finally, Jeff West settles at the top of the key with Jocelyn Sutton. 25 seconds to go, 15 on the shot clock. Noel gets a touch on the block, turns, fires, and banks it in. Colby Noel, nice move, fakes left, spins right, banks it in, makes it 29-10. Final 12 seconds here for the Dragons. Can they get a look? Right side pass to Heinen, now 8 seconds. Top of the key, Moore, now 6. Throws up a wild shot, heavily contested. Second chance up, no, and a foul at 0.9 ticks on the clock.
Someone's about to be shooting two free throws. would have been in the bonus.
Well, it didn't even look like there was a possession gathered when the whistle was blown. So they're going to say it was against Jillian Meyer on the rebound attempt. That's her second, which put...
Devin has her third. So I'm thinking when you thought Connor got her fourth...
That's probably correct.
They got, so how many people have 3 fouls in this game? Because, I mean, they called about 25 fouls.
Well, I know there's about 15. Six or maybe even eight players with at least two. We know Meyer has 3 fouls. Again, Noelle is shooting here. Final second left in the half, and she buries the first, and she leads all scorers with 8 points. Makes it 30-10. Second one on the way, and that one spins in there. She's got 9. 21-point lead, and all Valley Falls has time to do is just throw it in, and that ends the half. Well, sloppy, sluggish, a lot of things you could say to maybe describe the first half of play, but Jeff West certainly picked it up in the second quarter, dominated that second period, and right now they lead Valley Falls at the half, 31-10. Halftime show is next, brought to you by Highland Community College. It's close to home, but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Again, 31-10 in the girls' game. Jeff West in control. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManicle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Hi, I'm Hannah Reed, Assistant Vice President.
And I'm Katie Henry, a teller at the Farmer State Bank.
Gift cards can be a great gift option for your adult kids or grandkids for Christmas. However, they can get misplaced or not even used.
Just remember, when life's a flurry and you're in a hurry, skip the line and send money with Zelle.
Happy holidays
from all of us at the Farmers State Bank.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First basketball broadcast here in the 24-25 season. Jeff West at Valley Falls in our girls game at halftime. Jeff West leading 31-10. Alongside Trent Kraxner, Ray Penning in studio, I'm Brandon Tamman. Craxner, you were here a little bit tardy to the party, kind of got in here in the second quarter of action. Things certainly started to pick up a little bit for Jeff West on offense, but, you know, you can expect things in game number one, you know, maybe a little sloppiness, some turnovers here and there, but a ton of whistles as well. There were a lot of fouls, a lot of free throws, and again, both teams in the first 8 minutes, it was equally sloppy, but Jeff West certainly picked things up in a 23-6 second quarter. Adds them out to a 21-point lead.
Yeah, they had a lot of open looks in that second quarter. I mean, once we started making a comment about the flow of the game, the last 3.5-4 minutes went by pretty quickly. There was some flow, and that benefited Jeff West more as they were able to find shooters around the perimeter. Some fell, some didn't. But then they really, what, we counted up 25 turnovers for Valley Falls in the first half, so... I mean,
I'm trying to count up the free throws here. That number's pretty high, too.
Yeah, both teams have shot a lot of free throws. They're getting fouled, and they're forcing a lot of turnovers and getting some runouts in transition with that pressure. But, yeah, I mean, that flow, the flow of the game benefited them because they're still pressuring Valley into those live ball turnovers, which is important because then they're getting those passes up ahead.
There were 39 combined free throws in the first half. 39!
On, like, 25 combined fouls on both teams. I mean... That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You got to call it as you see it. And both teams are playing out of control and physical.
Both teams are pressing.
Yeah.
Both teams are struggling against that. Valley certainly more than Jeff West. But both teams are speeding each other up, and that's creating a lot of chaos, a lot of bumping, and a lot of scrambling for the ball. And that's where we're getting all these whistles and those little touch kind of push fouls and hand checks. And that's really, again, there's just really not a lot of flow to the game. But how do you kind of just see adjustments for both teams, I guess? You don't really have to make a ton of adjustments, I think, if you're Jeff West. But Valley, they gotta slow down. They got to find a way to break that pressure and just get some kind of flow on offense.
Yeah, I mean, they found a little bit. They had some open shots where some girls from about 15 feet realized, I mean, hey, we're open. Well, once they got past the press, they got past that little press in the half court, there were some girls at the mid-range that put the ball up. I mean, shots haven't fell that well. But, I mean, they had some open looks. So, like I said, they got the ball to the middle, and then they pass it to a wing area. The girl standing about 15 feet or whatever, and she put up a shot. And that worked really well. A couple of those turnovers, I mean, they had a good pass. Like, there was one underneath that girl on the opposite block road. But instead of throwing a bounce pass, they kind of threw, like, a shovel pass right at their knees. It went out of bounds. So, I think they're on the precipice of making a couple plays. But that's where that youth comes in. Also, the fact that Jeff West has a decent size advantage on them.
Yeah, they do. And they got a lot more returning experience as well, and it certainly showed in that second quarter. Again, Jeff West girls leading Valley Falls 31-10 at the half. We'll take a timeout. Second half is coming your way next.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire. They want you to know that tires are much more complicated than just black and round. That's why when purchasing tires, it's important that you buy them from people who you can trust. Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire are just those guys. With the most consecutive years to date in the area, they are sure to find the right tire just for you. Call them today at 362-TIRE or visit them online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Highland Community College. We got Trent Craxter, Brandon Tamman, Ray Penning here on KNZA, Valley Falls, and Jeff West. Girls game getting ready to start the second half. And right now, Jeff West, after a dominant second period, outscoring the Dragons 23-6, have a 31-10 lead here at the half. But again, we look at both these rosters, both teams, first-year head coaches. The experience and size is there for Jeff West and what is now playing in a rugged Big East League. And you got Valley Falls, who Cassidy Frakes, you mentioned, again, injured one of their better players, not playing tonight. Just a lot of youth for this Valley Falls team, and it's showing here in the first half.
Yeah, like you said, real slow first, like, 12 minutes of the game. But the last 4 minutes, there was some flow, and hopefully we see that in the second half and let the teams get some shots up like that, at quick three.
Yeah, good look, though, there for Jeff West. They start the second half with the opening possession, now going from left to right. Good drive and dump down. The idea was there. The pass just not on target. And Jeff West beginning the second half with what is unofficially their 14th turnover of the game. Well, the Dragons now pushing from right to left. This is DeLong across the timeline. Right side pass. Stopped on the wing. That is Heinen. A lot of bodies crunched up together with Lily Brown up top. Dragons need to space the floor. And DeLong driving baseline bumped and fouled.
That's a very Kaylee Heinen.
Not a couple of Heinens on the floor. And the Jeff West foul this time on, I believe, Abby Wilson, listed as her second foul. There's a pass, deflected, picked up by Jeff West, the steal, another Valley Falls turnover. So here is Kaylee Heinen, right side pass. Here is a three that's a little bit strong, but Harriet Dean gets her own rebound, throws one up, nearly banks it in, gets it again, third opportunity, no. Every single player is within 2 feet of each other inside the paint trying to fight for that. And finally, it's tipped out to the three-point line, and a foul is called. Goodness. You literally had 20 hands all around the ball trying to get that third rebound.
Everybody was in the paint.
Literally, everybody was in the paint.
A party in the paint.
A foul on Wilson, quickly back-to-back for her. She's got three. Oh, correction, Heinen on the other side. Beg your pardon on that foul. Valley Falls getting a right side three look. Short off the front rim. Tip. Jeff West getting it. Noel has it. Cross midcourt. Chest pass left side. This is Heinen. He drives and draws the foul. I think they're going to say it's on the floor.
Yeah, I think they're going to hand check on DeLong. Feet on that drive, it looks like.
Well, so at least in the first minute and change here in the third quarter, we're getting a foul every 20 seconds. Maybe that's actually better pace than the first half.
Yeah, according to the scoreboard, that's four on Callie DeLong.
And to me, DeLong has been probably the best player on the floor for Valley Falls here tonight. There's a three from the left corner that is nothing but net for Harriet Dean, who now has two threes tonight and 7 points.
And then she just bodies some. She bodies DeLong out front for no reason. Like, that's the foul I'm talking about. I mean,
certainly not necessary.
You're up by 24 and you're just putting yourself in a bad spot.
Certainly, certainly aggressive, for sure. So the Dragons have it, trailing 34-10 at 6:42 to go here in the third with the ball. As Chloe Cox has it, right side pass. This is Varner, who hasn't played a ton. Now Cox, a little baseline J, and that one's good. And Chloe Cox, her first points of the season, makes it 34-12. Dragons fall back into a 2-3 zone. Here is Myers, splits it. Good right side kick. Schwinn, a good look from three, just off the front iron. And a good box out there and rebound for Valley Falls. That one corralled by Lily Brown. And now just a struggle to get rid of it. Now we get a whistle and another foul.
Nobody was there for her to outlet. She was getting double teamed. No one was there to ever get her an outlet. And then she turns it over. And
third team foul against Valley Falls, and now a near steal at midcourt, but Jeff West getting it back with Kaylee Heinen, who gets to the right elbow and now kicks it to Meyer. Nice little ball fake, gets in the paint, a lot of contact, no call. Offensive rebound for Schwinn. Now Heinen gets a right wing three. That one is not there. Dragons get the rebound and nearly turn it over, and now a whistle and a foul underneath. So the foul on Jeff West. That Colby Noel, I believe. That is her third. Team foul number four. So the final 5:51 in the period, Dragons will be in the bonus.
And they have a hockey line change come in for the Tigers. The next dead ball.
Next dead ball, a fresh five then will be on the floor for Jeff West. Dragons have the ball, working it around the perimeter. Here is Chloe Cox trying to bounce one inside. Noel trying to front. It's on the floor and another turnover. The right idea, just not executed very well. Well, that was a nice move by Heinen, and now a whistle.
Yeah, she palmed it.
And called for a carry. A turnover by Jeff West. So here's the line change. A fresh five in for Jeff West. At 5:27 to go in the third, and right now it's all Tigers. They lead it here 34-12. I'll tell you what, excited for the boys' game. I think that one could be very competitive, and certainly both the boys' teams here tonight, some expectations here for 24-25. Here's a step back long two. It's an air ball. That one missed by Paisley Heinen, and the rebound for Jeff West. They push the tempo a little bit. Here's Mosier in the corner, right side long two. That one is off the heel. Fighting for the rebound. Dragons have it. Now they get it up the floor in transition. Here is a layup at the rim and a whistle and a foul. Well, that'll put Chloe Cox to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul on Jeff West at 5:01 to go in the quarter. And they get Emmy Dean with this one. That is her second, team foul number five. There's Chloe Cox, the sophomore. 2 points tonight. First chance at the charity stripe. And that one short. Alila Brown, by the way, freshman is in. First minutes for her for Valley Falls tonight.
Yeah, and it goes to that point, I mean, when we have about 40 fouls on both teams, your depth really gets tested in the first game of the year. A lot of people seeing some action.
Yeah, both teams have utilized a lot of players here tonight. Second one, no, but a steal. And a layup is good, so turning it over, and it was Lily Brown who was able to pick it up and put it in for two to make it 34-14. 4:45 to go in the third. Jeff West with the ball in the 20-point lead. Here's a left wing three, short, and the rebound chase is tipped out of bounds, and it will go back to Valley Falls. Jeff West, they've had some good looks from the outside, just the efficiency not quite there. Dragons into the front court here with Cox. Cross the timeline from right to left. Knee-high dribbles with the right hand. They get it into the corner now. Here's a look, or was maybe going to be a look by Wilson, instead at the free throw line. Here is Brown. Now to the top of the key with Heinen. And now a deep three on the way. It's off the heel. Rebound at the free throw line here for Dean. And this is going to be Emmy Dean coast to coast. And she missed the layup. And then on the rebound attempt, a foul against Jeff West as Mosier was over the back, and that'll be free throws on the other end for Valley Falls. You can't get a much more open layup attempt than what Dean got right there. And now the officials are huddling up as, again, the foul was on Mosier, and that was her first.
Yeah, but it's the team's fifth.
Yep, free throws are coming up here for Valley Falls. They trail here 34-14. 4:12 to go in the third. And it will be Lily Brown to shoot these two. Or correction, beg your pardon, that's Paisley Heinen. And the first one is a little bit strong. Valley Falls just 6 of 13 from the line in the first half. Jeff West in the first half, they were 14 of 26. That one also off the mark. So 0 for 2 on that trip. And here comes Jeff West up the floor quickly with Jocelyn Sutton. The right side shot is a little bit short, but on the shot attempt, a foul called on the Dragons, and they're going to get Paisley Heinen with this one, bumping into the shooter, which was Ashley Moser. So two free throws coming up.
They're going to say after the shot.
Okay.
She boxed her out, so I don't know.
Say on the box out attempt. That's weird.
Yep.
Looks like a shooting foul to me, but Mosier's going to take another opportunity for three. She left that one short. Now fighting for it underneath, and on the baseline out of bounds, it's going to go back to Valley Falls.
Just, everyone's working on the first game right now. Like, everyone's getting their first game of the year jitters.
Yeah, I think everybody's kind of involved with it. Right now, it is all Jeff West leading by 20. Dragons with a nice baseline drive there, but misfiring was Cox, and then it's tipped out of bounds. And finally, the official will say it'll stay here on this end with Valley Falls. Paisley Heinen, a sophomore. So, again, you look up and down this roster, heavy sophomore and freshman and a couple of juniors. So, again, this is a very young Valley Falls roster. Here's a step-back deuce. That's an air ball from the right corner. Chasing it down is Mosier for Jeff West in the near side corner, and now slows it up here as they work it from left to right. 3.5 minutes to go in the third. 34-14 our score. Jeff West here on the road in control. They have dominated this game since the start of the second quarter. Now a 3-second call in the lane will be another Tiger turnover. So Valley Falls getting it back. Here's Cox into the front court. Abby Wilson. Now back to the top of the key. They want it to the free throw line here with Brown. Goes right back up top to Cox. Right side pass. Here's Brown. Abby Wilson again. A little bit of movement here. Here's a ball fake. Now a drive. Tipped out of bounds. And it stays here. A little more flow for the Dragons on offense. Again, just efficiency with the shooting is not there. There's a turnover right on the inbound. What a steal by Jeff West. Here is Jocelyn Sutton looking for Layla Waters on the backside, but deflected out of bounds. Jeff West will keep it right here. And Kenzie Varner going to check back in here for the Dragons as Chloe Cox will get a breather. We're at 2:56 to go in this third. Right now, 34-14 is the Jeff West lead.
So the official has the wrong person inbound it to. It's just been one of those games.
A weird night.
It's only game one.
Yeah, it's only game one. We got two total. Boys game will follow. There's a tip pass out of bounds. Jeff West will have to throw it in from the side out now. As Emmy Dean will throw it in. And gets it into Mosier, left side on the wing. Up top it goes to Sutton, driving, kicking right. This is Mosier, or correction, that was Malone on a drive, missed the shot. It saved in bounds, and now a couple bodies near midcourt hit the deck, and it's out of bounds to Valley Falls. Good hustle by Varner. And last touch by the Tigers. .245 left, maybe the quickest moving quarter so far tonight in this game. Valley Falls with it, trailing by 20 here at home. Taking on a big East League team in Jeff West. Dragons have it near side corner. Here's Varner. Fell to the floor. They nearly turn it over, but getting it back is Wilson. Top of the key. Here's Brown. Now Varner again, right corner, had it knocked away on a steal, and there's a foul. Against Valley Falls. And that one against Lily Brown. That is her second, team foul number 4. So bonus opportunities the rest of the way for both teams in the final 2:15 of this third period. Here's Jocelyn Sutton. Dean left side pass. Good look. Mosier open for 3. A little bit strong and a backside rebound for Valley Falls. Now they push it a little bit with tempo. Now Varner gets it and has it immediately taken away by Waters. She dumps one down. Malone in transition. Left-handed layup. No. My goodness. And a double dribble against the Dragons right after the rebound.
Yeah, we're going to get timeout by Valley.
And Valley Falls wants a timeout. We'll take one as well. Steve Serrate, first-year head coach, calling it for the Dragons. We'll step aside. That timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Back in 30 seconds here on KMZA.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First basketball broadcast here for the high school basketball season here on KNZA. Valley Falls hosting Jeff West. Girls game right now. 1:50 to go in this third. Tigers leading the Dragons 34-14. Jeff West had an 8-4 lead at the end of one. Built it to 31-10 at the half and now sit with a 34-14 lead at 1:50 to go in this third quarter. So out of the timeout, Jeff West will have the basketball underneath their own bucket. Malone is out there. Throwing it in is Emmy Dean. And they get it to Jocelyn Sutton in the left corner, and she drills a 3, or I think they're going to call it a long 2, but then a foul on the far side official. Maybe boxing out inside. So did that shot even count?
Yeah.
I believe it did. But they said it was a long 2.
They put a 3 on the scoreboard.
I thought I saw the 2 go down, but nonetheless, it was Jocelyn Sutton who buried the triple. And then a foul was called inside against the Tigers, and this is going to put...
I'm going to get Waters.
That's Layla Waters, a junior, picking up her first, and now the officials are huddled up and trying to maybe figure things out. Confirming the free throw shooter for Valley Falls, it's going to be the sophomore, Abby Wilson. So, and they do change it on the scoreboard. It was a 2. So it's 36-14, and the first free throw by Wilson is no good. 1:46 remaining in the third. Jeff West leading this game 36-14. 9 points from Colby Noel to lead the way. 5 apiece from Kaylee Heinen and Jocelyn Sutton. That second free throw by Wilson connects. That's her first point of the season. 36-15, Jeff West with the ball. Here's Sutton at the free throw line. Gets it off to Emmy Dean, who fires along too, and she got that to go. First bucket for Emmy Dean, the 5'6 freshman, makes it 38-15. Dragons into the front court, spinning at the top of the key is Lily Brown, and now along two by Brown on the way. That one is off the heel. Battling for it, Dragons get the offensive rebound. Second chance opportunity for Heinen. Left side pass. Brown wants a 3. It's an air ball. And it goes out of bounds. Final minute 13 here in the third. 38-15, Jeff West with the lead. You would think the Tigers would want to slow the pace down just a touch. A big lead, late third. Mosier, good extra pass into the corner for 3. Not quite there. Offensive rebound for Emmy Dean. Put back is good, plus the foul. Emmy Dean. Chance at a 3-point play, foul against the Dragons. Exactly a minute to go in the quarter. And the foul on Varner, her first. So a 5'6 freshman, Emmy Dean, 4 points all in this period. Chance for five and trying to capitalize on a three-point play. Freebies on the way. Freebies good. So a three-point play makes it 41-15. Final minutes here of this third quarter. Jeff West going back to the pressure. Tough spot to get tied up in. The jump ball and the possession keeps it with Valley Falls. That corner, not the spot you want to dribble and stop at when they are pressing on the defensive side, but the Dragons fortunate they had the possession. Final 50 seconds, Dragons into the front court. Here's Brown, gets by a defender, driving with a head of steam and draws the body in the foul. So Lily Brown a chance for two free throws. So the foul is on Malone. That is her second. And again, free throws here for Lily Brown. Her first is a little bit strong. Callie DeLong leading Valley Falls with 3 points in tonight's game. Brown has two. Cox has two. Meyer has two. Connor has two. Heinen has two. That second one is good for the freshman in Lily Brown. And now a wide open right corner three from Emmy Dean, and she knocked it down. And the lack of defense making Valley Falls pay there. 44-16 with 30 seconds to go in the third. Here's another long one. This one missed by Valley Falls, but a good rebound by Lily Brown to keep it alive. She wants her try at a three. That's a dang near air ball, but Waters picking it up on the backside for Jeff West. Final 18 seconds here. Shot clock is off. And Emmy Dean's got the hot hand for the Tigers here. 8 third-quarter points, and now Jeff West throwing it away. So now 9.8 ticks on the clock. Dragons will have plenty of time here to get something up. Jeff West dominating this game, 44-16. As Wilson runs it into the front court, top of the key, 3 seconds. And now here is a drive and a shot and a foul as Kinzie Varner. Aggressive on the drive, and less than 2 ticks to go. She'll shoot two. They get Waters with her second. So Varner at the line looking for her first points of the season, and she knocks in the first one. Makes it 44-17. She's a lefty, fires, nearly banked it in, tipped around, clock starts, and that'll end the quarter. So 1 for 2 there for Kinzie Varner, and that takes us to the final frame. It's all Jeff West here in the girls' contest. They lead here at Valley Falls, 44-17. Fourth quarter action coming up next here on KNZA.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton, our family caring for yours.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball here on KNZA, brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Alongside Trenton Craxner, Brandon Tam, and Ray Penning with you. Final quarter here in this girls' contest. It's been all Jeff West. They lead it 44-17. Now they get a good look inside. Easy dudes for Colby Noel. First player into double figures. She has 11. Makes it 46-17 in favor of the Big East. There's a missed shot quickly by Valley Falls. Tigers get it, push it, and transition. Skipping a pass. Here is Kaylee Heinen in the corner. Long two. It's high off the heel. Rebound for Moore and Valley Falls. The freshman in Brecken Moore gets the rebound, works it into the front court. Left side pass. Here is DeLong. Steps into one. Not too far out. A little bit strong there. Rebound, Jeff West. And pushing into the front court, Olivia Meyer. Hands it off to Harriet Dean. Top of the key. Right side pass. It goes here to Schwinn. Dribbles baseline and trying to fire it into the corner, and it's taken away by DeLong. And a steal. Turnover, Jeff West. And now Heinen comes back and gets a steal, enforcing a turnover against Valley Falls. Top of the key, Heinen, one-hand pass. Harriet Dean, nice ball fake. Wanted to step into one, but Moore took it away. Another turnover. Minute 15 gone by in this final quarter. 46-17, Jeff West in control. And here's Moore on the block, turning and firing over three defenders. And barely grazed the iron, and now a whistle underneath on the rebound attempt. I think they get a foul on the Dragons.
Yeah, that's Julian Meyer going over the back. But a freshman mistake by Brecken Moore, because Gracie Connor is wide open in the block, and she cuts right in front of her, and the ball hits off her leg. Then she corrals it and throws up an air ball, and it's a foul. It's one of those inexperienced plays by the Dragons.
Now, four fouls now on Jillian Meyer. And here's a drive by Olivia Meyer. Kicks it out into the corner. There is a right corner three that is buried by Kaylee Heinen, who now has 8 points here in tonight's game and makes the score 49-17. Here is Moore, stepping back again. That one way off the target, but an offensive rebound. Dragons keep it alive. Now DeLong gets a look from three, and she knocks it down. Callie DeLong with six. First triple tonight for Valley Falls, makes it 49-20. Just under 6 minutes to go in the game. Now the Dragons force a turnover. Here is DeLong, coast to coast, through some contact, no call, trying to fight for the rebound, and picked up by Meyer and Jeff West. Good defense in transition. Now Heinen up the floor. Beautiful ball fake, and a left-handed layup is good for Kaylee Heinen. She's into double figures with 10. 51-20, Jeff West in control. 2.5 minutes gone by in this final quarter. Here's DeLong, had it slapped away, and a steal by Kaylee Heinen. Now at midcourt, she is bumped and fouled.
Paisley Heinen stopping the break with a, well, it would be a clear pass foul in the NBA, but just stopping the break, and so the clock is running here.
At this point,
yeah.
At this point, you just try to find, if your Valley Falls, just some positive plays you can put on film. Just again, this is a very young roster against a Jeff West team that certainly has a lot of experience back and trying to compete towards maybe the top five of the Big East here in 2024. So certainly a tall task here for the Dragons tonight. We've mentioned Cassidy Frakes. You could argue maybe Valley Falls' best returning player out with an injury, so that's certainly not helping their cause tonight as she is out.
Yeah, they've looked good, I think, in this fourth quarter. There's been some flow to the game. Obviously, the clock keeps running. There hasn't been a lot of dead balls or fouls. The game's been flowing pretty well. And you look at their next two opponents, Opti next week, and then another Big East foe in Royal Valley, who's got some size.
Royal Valley, another team that lower half of the league last year, but they're going to bring back a lot of talent. And it's a tough early stretch here for Valley Falls, and there's a turnover at midcourt. Numbers for Jeff West, and they get it to Kaylee Heinen, who then backs it out here to Olivia Meyer. Heinen, they leave her open in the corner for three. That one not there this time. Backside rebound for Valley Falls. It was picked up by Moore, and then she is bumped and fouled. It's either going to be on Harriet Dean. There was another body inside with it.
Well, we're going to get
and they get
Noel.
Colby Noel with now has four fouls.
So we didn't even mention that after Royal Valley has, Valley Falls has to play Troy, who's new to the league. Well, returning to the league, yes.
Right, coming back.
The league, but they're projected to win the league on the girls' side. So, I mean, not an easy sleep.
It's going to be fun, no doubt, with Riverside and Troy, the NEKL. We mentioned the Big East with those new schools coming in. It was great for football, and it's only going to provide a lot of wildness for basketball, I would believe. Valley Falls with the possession. Couple of opportunities inside and just battling for it. Thrown up two or three times, and finally Jeff West comes away with it. Tigers push the tempo up the floor. Here's Emmy Dean with it. Wanted to step back. Instead, finds it off to Jocelyn Sutton, who fires. She short arms a three and chasing it down into the corner as Valley Falls picked up by Chloe Cox. Now a trip at midcourt, and a late whistle, which stopped a zero on nobody break. It would have been an easy bucket for Jeff West.
Yeah, well, I called it on
Macy Malone. So they have really gone deep into the bench here. Jeff West has.
I think they got the wrong number. I saw Layla Waters accidentally tangle feet, but I think they just got the wrong identification. But like you said, yeah, a lot of fouls, and with the score being now what it is, a lot of people getting to play here on both sides.
And now a running clock, by the way, here the rest of the way, as there's a bucket for Valley Falls. Gracie Connor, her first field goal. She's got four, makes it 51-22. So, again, we had the running clock going a couple of minutes ago, so we're down to just 2:12 left in this game. Tigers nearly turn it over, but they get it back. Here is Waters inside. Little turn, little fire, little hit for Paisley Emanuel. 5'11 sophomore. First bucket for her. 53-22. Here's a hard drive. Is that a charge? Yes. Nicely taken by Jeff West and Waters.
Yeah, that was a good take by Gracie Connor, but that's, yep, great. That's a jump stop spot. But, I mean, the key for Valley Falls, I think, going forward is Gracie Connor and Kelly DeLong.
Yeah, those
can't
two
be in foul trouble like,
yeah,
they have been tonight.
Well, DeLong picked up two real quick in the second quarter and had to sit on the bench a little bit. But she was by far, I think, one of the more consistent players tonight for the Dragons, as Emmy Dean steps into a three and she buries that one. Second three for Emmy Dean. She's into double figures with 11. It's now 56-22 in the running clock here. We're down to the final minute as Valley Falls will try to put some, maybe an extra possession or two together. Hits out of bounds and get one more sub in for Valley.
Well, it's an interesting slate for Jeff West coming up. Because next Tuesday they're at Jason and they host the Falls next Friday. So you're playing three NEK teams to kick off your season before you got Royal Valley and Nemaus Central for the break. So it's kind of interesting.
Here's Tally DeLong, a straight-on triple, and she knocks it down. She's got nine to lead Valley Falls. Final 30 seconds here in this game. 56-25, Jeff West, and there's a turnover by the Tigers. So the Dragons at least finding a little positivity here down the stretch. DeLong, a heat check, and it's short. Try to left wing three. Tigers get the rebound. Final 10 seconds. An unnecessary foul, but
Gracie Connor is going to foul herself out with 10 seconds left.
And on the clock will run down, and will they even bother to throw it in? That will do it. So the running clock down the stretch, and Jeff West pulls away in dominant fashion, winning 56-25 to start the year 1-0. A timeout. Our postgame show is next as we're in between games. It's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the biz for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Game one goes to Jeff West. The girls win it 56-25, and we're back right after this.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Diabetes is painful to live with and can be deadly. At Holton Community Hospital, we're here to support you on your journey to better health. Our diabetes education specialist, Cheryl Yinks, can help you manage your diabetes care. Small steps today can make a big difference tomorrow. Ready to take charge? Call our cardiovascular services department at 785-364-9680 and set up an appointment with Cheryl today. Visit us online at holtonhospital.com to learn more. Holton Community Hospital, personalized care, hometown heart.
Bergston Insurance in Holton is a trusted choice agency offering home, auto, farm, and Medicare supplement insurance to Holton and surrounding areas. Whether you're buying a new house, car, toy, or wanting to shop your current insurance, give us a call today. Give Bergston Insurance a call today to shop your home, auto, farm, or Medicare supplement insurance. Bergston Insurance, 364-3771. 364-3771.
Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha has an opening for a deposit operations specialist. This job can be full or part-time. If you would like to join a fast-paced working environment with great people and excellent benefits, this may be the job for you. High school diploma or equivalent is required. Please come see Jennifer or Mick at 610 Oregon Street in Hiawatha for an application. Applications accepted until the position is filled. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company is an equal opportunity employer. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here at Valley Falls, Trenton Craxner, Brandon Tamman, Ray Penning, Jeff West on the road, dominance in our first broadcast here tonight. Of course, we got the boys game coming up here in about 14 minutes. We'll get you set for that in just a moment. But again, Valley Falls and Jeff West girls final. Tigers win it 56-25, dominance in favor of the Big East. It was slow and rugged out the gate. Jeff West had an 8-4 lead at the end of the first quarter, but a 23-6 second quarter gave them a 31-10 halftime lead. They would not look back en route to that 56-25 win, running clock in the fourth quarter. And again, Trenton, when you kind of just look at it, now the second half played out. Again, we kind of talked about it on the air, or off the air, I should say, but you know, the whistles kind of slowed down a little bit. Both teams got a little bit more flow. I mean, Valley Falls, this is a very young team with arguably out there without their best player right now due to an injury. So against a pretty veteran-heavy Jeff West team that plays in a very good league. And, you know, you try to find some positives if you're Valley Falls. But, again, really that second quarter, really kind of the difference is Jeff West was able to put it away.
Yeah, and every – first couple games this season, even at the college level, is very slow and sloppy, and that's what transpired tonight. And I think the officials was the same way. They really loosened up in the second half and let them play a little bit more, which is, that's what you like as a player. You don't want that constant start and stop, because you got to get yourself into a rhythm. And especially for the boys, it's important for them to stay loose. A lot of sitting down.
That was like their time. Yep,
it's almost a 2-hour basketball game just for the varsity girls. But yeah. Jeff West, it's going to be a tough Big 7 league, or Big East. I mean, Perry and Silver Lake playing each other tonight, and that's a league game. I mean, that's a team that teams are usually playing each other in a sub-state semifinal, but that's a league game now. And, you know, they're going to have to battle. They had a lot of open looks. They knocked some down, especially for the outside. For Valley, I mean, you got to stay out of foul trouble, especially if you're Callie DeLong and Gracie Connor, and work on handling pressure a little bit better, because they turned it over about 40-plus times tonight, I think, on an unofficial tally.
Unofficially, 34 turnovers for Valley Falls. Jeff West, I mean, they didn't really do great in that department either, 23. So when you look at it, 57 combined turnovers and 49 combined free throw attempts. But a majority of those free throw attempts were in the first half. Again, there weren't as many free throw attempts in the second half. But real quick, we got to get you our player to bank on in just a moment. But again, Jeff West had three players in double figures tonight, 11 apiece for Emmy Dean and Colby Noel, and then Kaylee Heinen had 10 points as well. They also got 7 from Harriet Dean. They got 5 from Jocelyn Sutton, 5 from Ashley Moser, 3 from Addison Schwinn, and then 2 apiece from Megan Malone and also Paisley Emanuel. For Valley Falls, they got 4 points from Gracie Connor, although it was Callie DeLong who led the way with 9. They got 3 points from Lily Brown. They got 2 apiece from Chloe Cox and Jillian Meyer. Also 2 points for Paisley Heinen, and then a point apiece for Abby Wilson and Brecken Moore. Valley Falls again, 34 turnovers. They were 9 of 22 at the line and hit 2 threes tonight. Jeff West. They hit 7 triples in this game. They were 15-27 at the line and turned it over 23 times. Our player of the game brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Give you a look at Jeff West, 3 players in double figures. Well, I really like the way that Kaylee Heinen played, even though she had 10, wasn't the leading scorer, but particularly in the second half. And she had 10 points again, and Colby Noel with 11 points, using her size and physicality down low. She was 5 of 7 at the free throw line. Heinen was 5 of 8. Then you look at Emmy Dean, who also had 11 points, 8 of which, actually all 11 for Emmy Dean came in the second half. So do you have any thoughts on a potential player of the game?
I would say Emmy Dean, because she put all of her 11 in the second half, and she knocked down a couple tray balls.
Yeah, back-to-back threes at one point, going late third, early fourth. So how about the freshman, Emmy Dean, 5'6", freshman, our player to bank on, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So that's going to take us to a quick break. It won't be a long break. We'll call it about 7 or 8 minutes or so, and we'll get you back here to Valley Falls, where the Dragon boys will take on Jeff West here in the nightcap. Again, final in the girls' game, Jeff West 56 and Valley Falls 25. Back in a tight 7 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Trust your local Shelter Insurance agents. For a free insurance review, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from